Welcome, welcome everybody to Addictive Love. This is Pastor Chaz Ware, co-host, standing in for Elder Robert Gould once again, hijacking Addictive Love, EKG. Environmental is our sponsor. We're so thankful today we have a fantastic friendly guest, good friend of mine, brother in the Lord. Asked him on a short notice, just wanted to highlight what God is doing through him and just to get a good friend of mine here on today, man. Pastor Anthony Williams of the Road to Damascus Church. How you doing today, brother?
I'm blessed. How you doing today?
I'm doing well, man. I'm so glad to get you on here. Most people, you know, when I bring them on, they're guests. We're speaking for specific ministries, specific events that the Lord has placed on their heart that they have going on within the city of Omaha. But today, I just got a good friend on. We don't have no particular topic. We've been friends in the Lord for so long. We're just going to sit here and just chop it up. We have a couple things that we do that I do want to discuss. One of them is about accountability. Accountability for men and women of God that's out there in the community. So we do want to discuss that. Before we do, I want to have Pastor Anthony Williams introduce himself, let everybody know where he's from, what his ministry is about, how long he's been pastoring, what brought him here today. But first, Brother Pastor, could you lead us in a word of prayer? And then it's all yours.
Yes, sir. Let's come to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you today, Father God, for your mercy and grace. Father God, thank you, Lord, for let us rise another day, Lord. Thank you for our families, Lord. Thank you for our health and strength, Lord. Father God, every situation that we find ourselves in within this life, Father God, you're able to bring us through, bring us out. Father God, give us strength, Father God, to go on another day. Father God, thank you, Lord, for your marvelous love towards us that you gave your life, Father God, that we may live, Father God, and come to know you, Lord, within this life. Bless us and keep us, Lord, as we strive to make heaven our home. We love you, give you honor and glory and praise forever we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God.
Amen, amen. Let the folks out there know who you are, Brother Pastor.
Well, once again, my name is Reverend Anthony Williams, and my church is called Road to Damascus Church. It's located at 7180 North 60th Street in Omaha, Nebraska. And I've been pastoring now for 6 years. I started off at Mount Olive Missionary Baptist Church over in South Omaha for 3 years. And then the Lord blessed us to enhance on going into our own ministry, amen, which is called Road to Damascus. Been there going on 3 years in September. But we were a church that believe in God. We are led by the Spirit, amen. We strive to do things of the Lord in this city, in this community. And we trust in God, and me and my good friend, we attended the same church. It was at Second Baptist Church located 1802 Emmett Street. We was there for years, and we learned, and we taught, and we preached and teached, and we did several things. Went out into the community and served at the different places, and God has really blessed us now that we have came through the ranks per se. We're pastors, and we have got wisdom and knowledge of God and in the community we serve together, and we stand strong in God because we know how it is very important to reach the people that needs the Lord. We all need the Lord, but those that are lost especially needs the guidance of God and the touch of his hand.
Amen, amen. Brother Pastor said that we've known each other and we should do a lot of work in the community together. We went to the jails together, Douglas County jails together. We ministered at multiple assisted living homes and nursing homes, and even preached on the street, evangelized and ministered in our community, the importance of what it is to be able to walk in that manner and the responsibility that it carries for a man and a woman of God. To be accountable or to be held to a commandment or a standard to go. To go. Christ says it in Matthew 20:18-20. And Brother Pastor, I know your ministry. I know you personally. And I know the interest that you have and the zeal that you have for reaching those in the community. Are you at Road to Damascus, you yourself, or any ministers right now out there? And if so, how can people reach you and assist and volunteer and help evangelizing in your ministry?
Hey, man, well, we have several different ministries within our church. We have ministers that have their own program per se. We have people that serve in the community down at the Open Door Mission. We have people that goes to the jails, Douglas County Correctional Center, amen, to to reach out to those that's in need, those that are lost, those that is in situations that they find themselves in that they shouldn't be in, but the Lord can deliver them, make them free indeed, amen. So we have several ministries, you know, we go out into the community, we go to the nursing homes, we do many things in the capacity of serving Christ, and we reach out to the community and those who choose to accept Christ. We bring them in, and many times those people who we bring in have several gifts, and God can use those gifts within His church, within the community, reach out to people, like-minded folks that know that God's able to do all things but fail. Those who has been in certain situations, you know, God has brought them, has delivered them from the lion's den, has delivered them and has got them past the Red Sea. You know, God is able to do all things but fail if we just trust in Him.
Amen. Now, a few weeks back, about a month ago, I was able to worship and praise with you at a ministry that you do locally for those who are unable to go out. Could you let folks know about that?
Let's see. I do several of them. Which one would you
prefer? Tell them on Thursdays.
On Thursdays, amen. On Thursdays, we go have service at the Life Care Center on located on 60th North 60th Street, and we go there to go to the church that we call church there, and those that's there, you know, is in need of support, in need of prayer, in need of God's guidance, in need of things that could cause a person to fall, amen. Especially in those type of places, there's a lot of loneliness, there's a lot of sickness, and there's a lot of yearning to be with the families, and most of the time these people are basically there by themselves, and they need somebody to come in and show them that their love, God cared for them, and we there for them, you know, through prayer and through guidance, you know, of God's word, touch their hearts in certain situations to uplift them, what they're going through or the sickness that they're going through, whatever they're going through. We try to be there to uplift them in the word of God and serve together, you know, in love and guidance and prayer that God can lift them up. Because many people that's in those situations most times don't never go home. Mm. So we try to be there for them to lead them to the right way towards the kingdom of God, you know, because we all need the kingdom of God. We all need support through the power of God in our lives.
Amen. Like he was mentioning, Pastor Williams was mentioning, Life Care Center on 60th and Villa DeSante and off of Hartman. That's Thursdays. At what time do you guys meet?
We meet there at 2 o'clock every Thursday, and we go from 2 to 3:30 or 4. We don't have no ending time. Just ever the service is over with, this or whenever we're doing, we may do extra prayer. We may go to a longer message, whatever you know we're doing. But we there for the people because that's the church. They live there. And they represent the church.
Amen, amen. Once again, those of you listening out there, if you're an individual whose heart is moved to love on folks in the nursing homes, you maybe have had a relative that was in an assisted living facility and you frequently visited them, you frequently went and seen them, and now you're in a ministry and you want to enhance what God has done for you, come on out to Life Care Center every Thursday, 2 p.m., 60th in Hartman off Villa DeSante, with Pastor Anthony Williams and others to help minister. Fundamentally, we are called to go. Biblically, we are called to go. It amazes me, Brother Pastor, when you see ministries today with all of these funds that they have accumulated, and yet then again, no one in the ministry goes. We're gonna poke some sleeping bears today, my brother. We've got it out there who you are, where you're at, Road to Damascus Church. But right now, we want to hold up there someone who may be sitting on their high horse like Paul. Like Saul was, right? We want to knock somebody off of their high horse by the grace of God and let somebody know that they need to roll up their sleeves. It's time to get out of the four walls and go out into the community. We have our young people dying. We have our young people misguided, confused, lost. Our young people and some of our seasoned folks are being locked up and causing dysfunction in homes due to promiscuous lifestyles, adultery, sexual perversion, et cetera. So right now, we're going to keep it real. We're going to just say what the mighty works of God is about, and we're going to talk about accountability, brother. As pastors in today's time, I believe that we are held on a personal account, and we should have the zeal and the importance of evangelism. And the main source of that is because people are here suffering. And most of the people are suffering. They're not knocking on the door of the church to come in every Sunday.
That's right.
They're out there. So I know you and I served together at Second Baptist, and we were taught by our elder pastor, David Triplett, to go. That was something that you served under him for about 20 years, and that's something that he instilled. Do you feel, and I'm just asking your opinion, do you feel in today's time that that's something that a lot of pastors have gotten away from? Or what is your personal account? You don't have to call nobody out by name, but, you know, do you feel like in today's time that a lot of these pastors are not pushing their ministers, their pastors, their associates to go out? What has been your experience today?
Well, I realized that there's two deciding factors within that. The pastors nowadays, they just think that the service is between the four walls. And that's not true. There's many people that's out there that's hurting, that is needs to be led to Christ, who maybe at one time was as a child, but kind of drifted away from God. They're in need of a savior, and the pastors is not going out into the communities the way they should be, because it don't bring them no notoriety. That ain't no Facebook out there, and they ain't getting paid for that service. So therefore, they remain within the church. And as far as ministers nowadays, it's a new breed of ministers, because when I was growing up, not growing up, but when we was in church, we worked. We worked as ministers, even as we worked as pastors.
Yeah.
Now these ministers don't want to preach. They don't want to do nothing. They don't want to, all they want is the title.
All they
want
to do is look good.
Yeah, the title. They don't want to work. They don't want to preach. They don't want to go out to the community. They don't want to do nothing, but they want the title. Yeah. They want the title of I'm preaching this, preaching that.
And they want the rewards.
Yeah.
You know, they want the notoriety, as you mentioned, Brother Pastor. They want the notoriety. They want the rewards. They want the things that come with the promises of God, but they don't want to roll up their sleeves. Man, we got a brother on right now. From what I can see, Brother Minister Talley, he rolls up his sleeves. Hey, man, I want to speak about something in the book of Samuel. In the book of Samuel, when Samuel was looking for the new king, right? He walked to the house of Jesse. He seen all the brothers, right? They all look good. They looked the part. I think that can kind of liken to some of these ministers we see today. They looked the part. They had the hair cut nice. They had the nice outfit on. But then when you turn around, when you look at real preachers, brother, David was in the field.
Yes, he was.
David was in the field. He held himself accountable before he was even called a king. So I believe right now in today's time that what folks is missing are, like you said, they want to sit in the pulpit. They want to look good. They want they want to be looked highly upon like the Pharisees and Sadducees, but they don't want to work. See, David was already working before he was even notoriety as king. Yeah. He knew that he had to smell like sheep. He knew that his brow had to have some sweat on it. He knew that he had to have some dirt underneath his fingernails in order to be considered, well, in that case, the king, or to be just a man of God. So in today's time, people fall short. Yes, they are, but we're here today right now as pastors that know that it's about toiling. It's about working in the field. Brother Pastor, we're talking about holding people accountable, and we're talking about really getting out there and working. I boil a lot of this down to scripture. Living in the last days, men looking good, men saying things that want to itch ears, men want to be looked at in fame and fortune, but they don't want to really get the work in. That's a problem. When men of God begin to take on, and I say this, not only satanic energy, but feminine energy.
Yes.
That's a problem. And we got to hold folks accountable. Right now, pastors, I believe, are afraid to speak out against the things that are of the evil one. They don't want to speak out against the evil that they see in the body because they want their numbers to grow. I would always rather be in a church with 2-3 folks than to be in a room with 2,000, 3,000 fake folks.
That's true, yes.
And that's just how I am. We just want to be open and transparent. In Psalms chapter 1, I just want to bless somebody's soul, because as we're speaking, this scripture I can see is just filling the room right now. Shout out to Minister Mike Talley with Lunch with the Lord, him and Mary, down on 17th and Izzard. You can check them out basically any day of the week. But Saturdays, come on down. This brother's on our Facebook Live right now, and I see him. And as we're talking about laborers in the Lord, we want to give a shout out to those out there who do toil, who do plow the field, who do go minister in the highways and the byways. And my brother to my right, pastor of Road to Damascus Church, knows about this. But when we go to Psalms chapter 1, it says, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. As we read that scripture, God bless the readers and hearers and doers of his holy word. Let's talk about something. Let's talk about these hirelings, brother.
It's hirelings.
Let's talk about hirelings, man.
Man, I tell you, man, we live in a society today. The pastors is not preaching the Dutch Brady word. You some we have these churches that's full
tell them.
Of want to hear, full of they preaching a message without salvation. They preaching word without no responsibility to live in God's word. You know some. These preachers nowadays is preaching things that shouldn't be preached within God's church. You know, so we serve an unlimited God, but the church has limited beliefs. You know, so they don't instill within them the faith they need. They don't instill within them the power of the spirit that dwells on the inside of each
and
every believer in Christ.
Man, we're going to shout out again to Missionary Mary Kercheval and Mike Talley. They're both on our Facebook Live. We want to shout out and continuously love for those labors in the Lord. Like I said, once again, not only are we on here on Christian Radio, KCRO, if you want to help volunteer for Lunch with the Lord, they're going to need some items when it comes to food, when it comes to monetary, when it comes to clothing. They help out those down there at the Sienna Francis House and minister to those down there in the 17th Nicholas and Izzard area. You can catch them on Saturdays around 2 p.m. until really the sun goes down, man. You know, they out there laboring.
Yes, they are.
And a matter of fact, let's keep it real. Minister Missionary Mary Kercheval, not only were we on her ordination, but she is an associate minister, preacher, laborer, and working the Lord that road to Damascus.
Yes, sir. Yes,
amen,
yes,
amen. So isn't that grand? So it shows that not only am I sitting with a brother pastor who is about going out, but also his ministers and those who walk with the Lord diligently also see the same. So you're doing some great work. People are noticing it. Ministers are going out. And that's what Pastor David Triplett instilled in me when I first met him. The Holy Spirit already had me going, but to see a pastor that was about his ministers, not just sitting looking good.
Yes.
You know, man, when we talk about hirelings, and we talk about society, man, I believe a lot of these men out here, man, they just don't fear God. I'm just going to keep it real. They just don't fear God. They don't. They fear man who can only destroy their body, but they don't fear God who can destroy body and spirit in hell.
Yes.
I want to read something about these hirelings, y'all. In John chapter 10, verse 11, Jesus Christ himself says this. Jesus says that he is the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd whose own the sheep are not sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep, flees, and the wolf catches them and scatters the sheep. The hireling flees because he is an hireling and cares not for the sheep. Jesus Christ says, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and known of mine. As a father knows me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. My brother, we are to lay down our life like Christ did. We are to be imitators of Christ. It says, let this mind be in you that is also in Christ Jesus. And if he was about laying down his life for the sheep, that means he walked not in fear, but in love,
yes,
and of sound mind, and of strength, and of boldness. What is going on with some of these guys, man? I mean, go on, brother. You got it.
It's not what you say. It's how you live. Very important thing is being as a leader of God or in Christ. It's not how well you preach. It's not
how
long you preach. It's not, but it's how you live.
Come on, man.
This life.
Make it plain. Make it plain.
Saying? How you live. Your life must mirror the word of God.
Mm.
If your life don't mirror the word of God, you're not living right. Amen. Before you open your mouth, amen, your life should speak for itself.
Come on.
You know, how can I tell you that the light is green when I think the light is blue? You know, you got to follow God's word. The word has to be in you, and you have to be in the word.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, man, that right there, man, we can park there for a moment, y'all. Living a life suitable as a man of God, as a woman of faith, is paramount.
Yes, it is.
On you going out. Man, I don't care. I don't care how you was culturally raised. I don't care wherever you were. If you're not in that word and you go out there in them streets, them demons will eat you up.
They're waiting for you.
They will swallow you up whole. So you have to be in the word. You got to know the word. You got to be about the word. And you got to be experienced in dealing with these different fashions of life out here in a community. I really don't like it, and that's just me. I'm not knocking nobody who says it, but in kind of way I am. I don't like when preachers say, well, God didn't give me that ministry. God didn't call me to go to the streets. God didn't call me to go to the jails. I don't know, but my Bible says different, and I'm going to go there, right? For those pastors out there who think that only inside the four walls or teaching safely on Sunday morning is where you're supposed to be, you're not in no trials. You're not in no tribulations. You're not in no situations where you actually have to exercise or walk in the authority.
He says go.
That Christ has given you. Man, y'all aren't called to walk in the authority that Christ has given you. Matthew 20, 18 through 20. I don't care what your title is. You better be walking in responsibility.
Yes.
Title don't mean nothing if you're not walking in responsibility as a brother or sister in God.
So it's true.
I don't care if they call you reverend. I don't care if they call you elder. I don't care if they call you bishop. I don't care if you're deacon. I don't care whatever you are. If you're not walking in that responsibility, then you're not even sometimes suitable or fit to be even called brother. Come on. Matthew 20, 18 through 20, Christ said to himself, Christ didn't dissect no ministries. He didn't cut none in or cut none out. He told us that all power is given unto him. He said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. He speaks about authority.
Yes, he does.
He speaks about authority, right? And then he says, go ye, therefore, teach all nations, baptizing in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. He called us to be fishers of men.
Yes, he did.
Just because your bait's not like mine don't mean you're not supposed to fish. Come on, you just find a bait that works for you. You right? You may not be called to go to the street, but you may be called to go to the youth facilities. You may not be called to go to the streets or the youth facilities, but you're called to go to the abortion clinics. Pray and ask the Lord where he needs you to go and be adamant and be zealous for that good works. Leave your current situation and exhale to spread the gospel. One thing that I've always realized, you can reference this to Matthew 4, 18 through 20. Simon, Peter, Andrew, they left their worldly norms and their generational customs to carry the cross, my brother.
Yes.
Think about that. Their financial means, the way that they took care of their family was fishing. When Christ came into their life, they left that alone.
They left it.
Not saying that they still didn't have to take care of their families. Not saying they still weren't financially responsible for those duties that were held at the home front. But they knew that in order for the things at home front to go in alignment with the rest of their life, they had to do the obedience of Christ.
Become a fisherman of men.
They had to. And that's where I think people lose the authority of Christ and the discipleship work. And it happens in a lot of different communities. It happened culturally with different communities. But, man, people need to be taught how to be disciples. What is your take? And I want to ask you this. As we're jumping around, we're talking about accountability. What is your take on the pastor's relationship with their associate ministers?
As we know that pastoring is a responsibility, I believe as a pastoring with the ministers that they should be in the same like-minded set as you are. It's dedicated to spreading God's word, dedicated to the service of God. Amen. Anytime you allow yourself to be above God or be above God's kingdom work, amen, you got to restructure your thoughts. You got to redefine what you're there for. You didn't get ordained just to have that name. You didn't get ordained just to sit back and look pretty. You got ordained to serve Christ in the fashion or a capacity that we need to serve. When you feel like it, you go. When you don't feel like it, you go.
In season, out of season.
Yeah, you're not led by feelings. You're led by the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Man, you just said something. You said you're not led by feelings. Man, we got way too many people making excuses. Yes. Today, man. I've encountered this as a pastor, walking in that responsibility as an evangelist, that sometimes when people are called to go to certain areas, man, that they make excuses on why they stumble.
Yeah.
And that's flesh. When you can't go and pray for your fellow brother, your sister, when you can't go out there and stretch forward your feet one in front of the other to minister to someone, to help someone, to let them be closer unto Christ, then we need to take a personal check every day. We need to take a check, personal inventory, spiritual inventory check on where we're at if we're not able to uplift or to go to the highways and byways for our brothers and our sisters. Christ has called us to a greater calling, and it is to look beyond our own personal thoughts, attitudes, and to
and
to go beyond. Man, every time you turn around, somebody got an excuse. Oh, my throat hurt. I don't feel well. It's too cold outside today. It's too hot outside today. I don't have the right clothes on today. I mean, come on, Pastor. You know some of them excuses that folks give, man. And we're not trying to, I'm not trying to downplay nobody who may be going through some serious health issues. someone who may have lost a loved one that really don't have a reason to be there. But if you just want to do it because you just want to lay in the bed.
But let me ask you this question. Will excuses stand before Christ in judgment? Not.
Tell him what's your scripture. Tell him. I know you're about to hit it. Hebrews 9, 27.
Yeah.
Say
it's appointed to man once to die, but then the judgment.
It's the point of man once to die.
We're going
to
stand before the Lord. Amen. No excuse is going to work. I don't care how much you did, how much you walked, how much you talked, but no excuses will stand before the Lord.
Amen. We're about to break down this scripture, man. Philippians 2, I want you out there to catch this. As we're talking about accountability, we're talking about people being responsible for the calling in which you call. When Peter and them got away from their fishermen of the world, they became fishermen for Christ. So a lot of you out there who are still living the same world, you're still doing the same thing you was doing before, let it go. Move on. Philippians chapter 2, verse 1 says, Be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels of mercy, fulfill ye my joy that you be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. We're going to go ahead at this time. Thank our sponsor, EKG Environmental. Once again, we're here on Addictive Love. I'm your host, Pastor Chaz Ware. Amen. Co-host here. We shout out to and praise the Lord. Hallelujah for our host, Elder Robert Gould, who is now out of the nursing home. He's praise in good God. Health. He's moving around. He's driving. He's thankful. Man, God has just been empowering him. We're so thankful for what God has continued to do with him. Missionary Mary Kirchville and Minister Mike, who are on here on our Facebook, also just started a ministry with Elder Gould at the Emerald behind the Bakers off of 30th and Weber area. I believe it's 2 or 2:30 or 3 p.m. on those Sundays. I'm not sure of that time. 2 p.m. Amen. So those of you who want to go volunteer, help out in any way, share love, gift in any capacity, please do that. Life Care Center, Villa DeSante, Thursdays, 2 p.m., along with Pastor Anthony Williams, Road to Damascus Church. Pastor, if you give us some closing remarks and let people know how they can reach you, get in contact with you for any outreach ministries, any evangelistic opportunities in the community, please do so. And just end us with a word of prayer. EKG Environmental, our sponsor. Thank you very much.
Amen. Praise God. If you want to get a hold to me, my church number is 531-600-9127. If you don't get us, leave a message. Amen. I will get back to you. Amen. We also have a Facebook, Road to Damascus Church on Facebook. Amen. And I also have my own Facebook, the Anthony Williams on Facebook. We'd love for you to contact us with whatever you're going through, whatever you need. Amen. Give me a call and we can see what we can do for you. Amen. If you need prayer, we're there. If you need guidance, we're there. If you need the word, we're there. You know, so we'll be there. Whoever would need a God, we will lead you there. So I thank Reverend Pastor Chaz Ware for having me on today. And I look forward to coming on again soon. Amen. So God bless and you take care. And once again, Road to Damascus Church located at 7180 North 60th Street, Omaha, Nebraska, 68152, I believe.
All right. That's Addictive Love. Pastor Chaz Ware, God bless.